Orale, and bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFB podcast. I'm Jorge Georgie Martin. We're doing a bonus edition of episode 120. So what happened was our last episode was too long when we were converting it to our website, so we cut it up into two parts. This one is going to be very special because we're talking DFS strategy. Here we go. Greggy Greg. This one, the floor is yours. Give us, kind of like helping us get ready for the Super Bowl, because DraftKings does love those island games. You know, you did some plenty of prodding. You got and a little bit of nudging got me to play Flash Draft, and I'm addicted, baby. I'm addicted, Primo. So, tell us what you're thinking, kind of like quarter. Let's go quarter to quarter. What are you thinking quarter to quarter when you're doing a Flash Draft?
Well, first of all, I'm going to pour a toast of the Mezcal Joven, the autographed tequila from Mexico here. And I want to toast to you for when we were texting. You got all excited, so you were feeling it. It's basically taking the imagine the worst-case scenario. Long season. The best part about a long-season fantasy draft is drafting with your familia, right? Familia. And
you see?
If you put it down into the microcosm, it's Flash Draft. It's instantaneous. It's quarter. It's like, I'm getting new players. Hey, I lost that one. I'm going to the next one, right? So in between that is all this DFS, whether it's weekly or monthly, or like it's a game, it's three games. Now we're down to the quarter, right? And it's freaking intense. It's so awesome. So I'm glad you were jumping into those dollar games and you at least going, holy shit. Now I'm looking at the game. I'm watching the plays. You're following the trends. You're following injuries. And I think we alluded to in sort of our pre-conference here is that it's like, I've got an earbud in. I'm listening for those injuries. Is that player coming back? Can I find an advantage in the next draft on the Flash Draft? So let me sort of like go the 30,000 foot view on it here, or a sort of SpaceX view. If you have the time and you want to bet and or risk money or play against 20 to 1,000 other people ranking from $1 to a $300 game where you can pick between three players and just have fun in the moment, it is absolutely exciting. So if you're somebody that can is really into following the game, this is for you. If you're just you're watching the game and you're looking at your long season fantasy team, maybe this isn't for you, but it's pretty cool. And if you keep it friendly at $1, you can play and have fun and you start seeing the game differently. You start looking at patterns. You start going, wow, you know what? The kicker does a lot more damage in the second quarter and fourth quarter than he does in the first and the third. Right. So long story short, man, I'll tell you what, if later on we're going to talk about a mock draft in next year's, I am so excited about the instantaneous and fantasy football of just per quarter that I found that this is the way for me to find value and make a little sushi money, as we say in my household. So, other than that, I'll let you go to ask me questions, drive me down your experience and then pick my brain, because I don't want to talk for an hour about this. I'd rather just sort of hit the hot spots and maybe I can clean it up from there.
Well, and that's the one thing. And one of the things that you told me that I kind of followed there, especially when I got in the second half of the Chiefs Bills game, I kept getting Devin Singletary coming up on picks. And I just thought, they're not going to run the ball. Right. So that was the thing. It's like, and I kept trying to grab Josh Allen and any of his pass catchers wherever I could, because I just thought they're just going to throw the hell out of the ball.
And when you saw Kelsey or Hill, right, that might have had to be your hardest decision if they were both together, right?
Oh, there were times where it was Kelsey, where I think the choice was Kelsey, Hill, and Mahomes. And I thought, geez, that's like, ay, Dios mío, that I couldn't think about that one. So that to me was like the great lesson. And to me, I'm like a learn by doing kind of person. So that's the best way. I mean, I love that we could talk about this after the fact. But now, when you're going into the first quarter, Do you have a strategy for that quarter to kind of hit it there?
Okay. So we're talking first quarter. So Flash Draft will open up for let's say this past weekend, Flash Draft opened up about 7 a.m. Pacific time for the noon game, right? And so for 4 hours up to 1 hour before, they do Flash Drafts for that first game. And it only offers a $1, $5, and $20 rounds. It doesn't have the $12, the $100, or $300 option, right? So what you want to do is, the first thing I do is I look at who is calling the coin toss. And this is how I break it down. This is how my mind thinks. I am like thinking every minute of the game. The visiting team calls the coin toss, okay? I give them the advantage to defer because they're calling the toss. Even though it's a 50-50 flip, in my mind, because they have the first right to control, that gives them a slight advantage. So I look to get the home team's players. And in this case, the home team in the first game was Rodgers. So I was like Rodgers, Adams, and Jones, right? Being like the three stars. I did good in that one. I can't remember what I had, but here's the trick. You don't, every time you do a flash draft, and I think I did like four of them, I hit three of them. I didn't have the same one. It was like, okay, I went with Aaron Jones, and then I was more heavy Rodgers. And then the other one, I was like heavy MVS. And then the other one, I just go, you know what? I need to have a Tampa Bay one, right? So, but I can't remember the exact, but you don't want to keep doing the same theme every time you do a flash draft. You can do between 1 and 7 flash drafts per quarter throughout the game. You need to differentiate. You only need to hit one of every 5 to cash, right? So it's not that you don't want to win every one. You want to win one of the 5 that you pick. And it usually that one is going to win it. And then that covers, it's like investing in pharmatech, right? One of every 10 investments, you know, somebody puts $1 billion, they only need one to hit, right? So that's sort of the philosophy going in to each quarter, is diversify your picks. Don't be all Kelsey. Well, actually, Kelsey's a bad example. I was always all Kelsey. You just have to go in on one of them. But I was like, hey, let's go kicker maybe in the second half, because in the end of a quarter, if there's a kicker at 3X to draft in the second quarter, you know at the end of the first half, they're going down the 2-minute drill to get you a 3X kicker. If they kick a 50-yarder, that's 15 points. That's Damn. A lot more than a 4-point touchdown pass. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Now that to me is just, and you know, when you break it down to that kind of strategy, when you're looking at that, and even talking about a coin flip, I mean, that's just huge. Now, how much balance do you like to have between the two teams? You know,
Okay. So, in the third quarter draft, if we're moving to the second quarter draft, I talked about, I like to have quarterbacks and a kicker if he's at 3X and it's a defensive game. If it's an offensive game, I'm probably staying away from kickers in the second quarter. I like the number one receiver. I like that quarterback. The team that, if you're thinking there's a hot hand, and you just need to roll with what's hot, right? Don't try to chase, you know, oh, they're going to hook up this time. Oh, it's going to happen now. You know, you could chase it. You could catch one again. If you diversify, you're fine. Going into the third quarter is key. So you've got the draft, and try to wait to the last minute before any quarter to like realize who's going to have the ball first in that next quarter, because they automatically are going to have one more possession usually because they have the ball first in that quarter. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I try to get the players from the team that has the ball first in that quarter, right? Whether it's the first, second, third, or fourth. Like, you're always trying to figure who's going to have the ball more in their hands. If Brady has the ball more in his hands than Rodgers, then I'm going after Brady more. You know what I mean? So, but if it's Brady and then it's like, give me a horrible quarterback, you know, that's sort of like Alex Sam, Smith. Yeah. I've never taken Alex Smith to throw a touchdown pass, right? I would always go to Rodgers to throw tons of touchdown passes, right? So there's game script, there's game flow, there's certain scenarios that happen. But now when we were talking like this past weekend's game, I was looking at who's going to have the ball the most in the quarter, and then who's the hookup, who's the stack that you're looking for in that situation.
Now, when it how tempting is it to get those three times? There's 1.5, 2.2, and 3 times points players.
So if they okay, so DraftKings sets up Flash Draft well before the event happens. Okay, so for instance, Antonio Brown did not come up, right? So you knew he was out. So they put like a Scotty Miller in their 3X. You're going, this dude's valuable. This guy could hit a 3X. Unlike if they put in Tyler Johnson at 3X, that's like the fourth wide receiver. That's a little risky. Here's where I really like the 3X receiver in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, you start getting the bench comes in because Tyreek's getting a little tired, been running so many routes. So what they do in the fourth quarter, and I've seen it over and over again, you get that fourth receiver, find him at 3X in the fourth quarter flash draft, especially if it doesn't even matter if they have to play from behind or ahead. They just seem to catch a ball. There just seems to be a play called for them late in the game. And that's a sneaky play.
I think Tyler Johnson had one in each of the last two games. So that's just a prime example right there. That's fascinating.
Yeah. Early in the game, maybe not like, so here's one pattern I've noticed in the beginning of all games. You know, remember the Bill Walsh days where he would script like the first 15 or 10 plays or whatever, mm-hmm. right? You knew it would happen. What I've noticed is now is like, okay, if there's an injured player, they just want to let you know that he's still in the game, even though it becomes a decoy later. They script out those first 10 plays to play mind games with the defense, right? So you're looking at going, okay, is John Brown going to get hot? You know, or like if Diggs catches the ball, you don't think anything of it. But is John Brown, wait, Beasley just caught 3 balls. And I'm going, whoa, is Beasley going to be on this game? And that's one I paid attention to. And I'm like, okay, I'm going in Beasley. And Beasley won me some money, right? So I'm going, I stuck with him because I realized, man, Diggs isn't getting open. I went off of Diggs and I stayed on to Beasley, you know? So that was a good move.
Yeah. Oh, that's now game script. You know that you're let's talk about the Chiefs Bills game. The Chiefs were chasing a lot of points in the second half, but the quarterback isn't playing great. Are you still kind of banking on the volume at that point?
At that point in the game, I can't remember like the full scenario of that. Do you have something specific you're talking about?
Well, it's just the fact that you know I kept grabbing Allen. In the you know okay. every opportunity that I had yeah. in the second half, just because
he's behind, he's got a pass. He's behind, he's right. got a pass. Right. He's behind, he's got a pass.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I think I probably bit a little bit on that, but I think like these coaches do, like Brady. I know Brady's going to pass to win. He's mm-hmm. not going to run the ball to be conservative, and that was like going back to like the Green Bay coach. I'm like, have you not been watching Tom Brady over the last 20 years? He never wants to run the ball to wear the clock out. He would rather pass over the top and win the game, you know? So, So getting Allen to come in the fourth quarter, I'm sure I had some plays there for sure, passing from behind. One thing I didn't commit to was Kansas City running. It's usually in certain games like Baltimore, if they were in the lead in the fourth quarter, I would grab the running backs, right? I mean, what's his name? J.K. Robbins was a perfect.
Was a
perfect example of somebody I would get late in the fourth quarter run and Lamar Jackson run. But KC, I'm like going, you know what? These guys pass to win. They win to pass. You do what your strength is. So there is a little bit of, you have to pay attention again. Singletary, I kept looking at it. I got burned again by Singletary. 10-15, oh. You know, in my weekend long or my, you know, 100K, 101 million, millimaker, I'm like, dude, what is up with Buffalo never committed. I really was hoping they would commit to it, but you know, it didn't happen. But that's the beauty of fantasy football and flash draft is like, you forget about it. Let's go on the next quarter, you know? Yeah. So not like, hey, which one of my cousins is going to steal my backup running back because I didn't protect them on my roster, right? I don't have to think like that anymore. So, but you guys do.
Right.
No, that's beautiful. Now, do you have any last tip on this one before we jump to the next item?
You know what? I think the perfect tip is you showed me. start at a dollar, play every single flash draft at a dollar. You can't, I mean, the guys that are playing a dollar are just, they're like, they just want to have fun too. You're not going to lose a lot of money. You know, I go through it's a cycle. I'm definitely, you know, I win more than I lose. Right. But it's at the dollar. You showed me that it was fun. So start at a dollar. And then what happens is you start figuring out, hey, well, I'm starting to get this now, you know, and you can always, usually every player is available twice. Sometimes the quarterback or the most popular person might be only available once, but you want to stick with a game script, right? It's Kansas City passing, or it's, you know, Buffalo running, you know, it's defense. I want kickers. You have to have a philosophy. If you've got the Kansas City quarterback and the Kansas City running back, you probably need to pull out of that flash draft right away. And that's the great thing about flash draft is, like, just because you put the money in doesn't need to meet yet. You have to commit through the rest of the draft. You get the five rounds, you get three players around. Hey, if you didn't see the connection and you went quarterback and you made a mistake and picked the Kansas City running back also, pull out. You don't need to commit. They're not going to take your money. It goes back into your account and move on to the next one. So you got three free ones there. How was that?
No, that was phenomenal. That was phenomenal. And I actually learned that, because a couple of times I didn't get my pick in, and then they just gave me my money back, and yep, they weren't going to make me do it with four players instead of five. So that's,
you get 15 seconds to pick between three players. And sometimes rarely are you stuck between three. Sometimes you're stuck between two, and next thing you know, damn, I missed it, you know, and then it happens. So, but I love it, man. It's super energetic. Nico's been following me on this. I'm like, dude, boom. It's like, so start at a dollar, play within a dollar. In the Super Bowl, you could probably end up doing, it's probably at least, so if it goes there between every 4 minutes in real time, not 4 minutes in game time, you could probably end up doing 25 flash drafts in the entire Super Bowl. And since we're not having Super Bowl parties this year, I won't tell you if you don't tell, but you can have fun with it. So yeah. And it'll be a lot more money in the pot. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome.
We'll have a texting party on it. Heck, you got to do it. I'm telling you, baby.
I'm in. I'm all in, man.
For dollars, all in. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. So,
like, to Greg's point, you know, that's going to be the party. You know, DraftKings flash drafts will be the Super Bowl party, because there's not a whole lot else going on that day.
BYOG, bring your own guacamole.
There you go. Boom.
So,
what's your secret to guacamole? Do you guys have any tips?
Lime juice, some good avocados.
Definitely good avocados. Roasted
garlic.
Roasted garlic. There. Oh, there's
Serrano chilies. Make it nice and spicy. I like it hot.
Yes,
nice. Spicy.
The Serrano chilies, man, is huge. That's the biggest thing.
Okay, I'm gonna put together. I'm gonna try out some things, because I grow peppers and tomatoes at home. But I mean, obviously I can't grow and do any homegrown here, but I had like a garden of peppers this year, like 15. So I'm going to do some sampling of some guacamole with some heat next week.
Serrano's chilies, man. Yes. Get the hot stuff.
I want to see you turn a darker shade. Bueno, primos, it's todo for our show. Oh, thanks again to Anchor for being our hosting network and making sure our independent podcast gets out to the Familia community. And make sure you subscribe, leave us a review. You can find us at Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you get your podcasts. Again, I mentioned the original content at familiaffb.com, and make sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at familiaffb. You can find me at Jorge Martin 17. Hector,
what the heck? 2 T's.
And don't forget to like us on our Familia FFB Facebook page. Everybody, enjoy the week before the locura, the craziness comes next week. The circus is coming to town pre-Super Bowl. So enjoy the break. And remember, everybody, todos somos familia.
Salud.
Ay, 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 ay.
adios.